Family Worship Primer, Episode 1.
Welcome to Bridgecast, an online internet broadcast hosted at paulthompsonblog.com. In today's broadcast, Paul may give reviews of books he's been reading, interview friends, explore church history, or consider current events, all with the hope to keep the lamp of Scripture on the narrow path. Listen in as Paul considers today's topics.
Well, the Family Worship Primer is just simply this. It's a real short moment for me to take some time to give some encouragement, some instruction, some ideas, and you use them, throw them out, discard them, think that's a good idea, say that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard in all of my life. So you have complete and should, you don't even need my permission to do this. You have complete permission to discard everything I have to say. And if there's anything valuable in this, then may it glorify God and may He be pleased and may you utilize the positive in it that it would be for you. Hey, so in the Family Worship Primer, the walking through the catechisms that we use on Sunday mornings at Eastside Baptist Church, the first question is, what is the greatest conclusion for all people? Now, that might be a little bit strange in the phrasing of it, especially if you're used to the old Westminster Confession, that follows with it, the catechism questions that are attached to the Westminster Confessions. What is the chief end of man? Now, listen, both of them say the same thing. But here's what I would do: is in whichever path you go, this is the one we're going to use when we gather together at Eastside Baptist Church. What is the greatest conclusion for all people? And here's what I would do during the first week: is I'd make sure that there's an understanding of what the words are. And if you have any readers at the home, then open up a dictionary and look up the word conclusion. Listen to it, give some understanding. Notice there's going to be application in different places and how we use the word closure or conclusion. And we use the word closure a lot different too. But the word conclusion, how is that going to be used? And how is an understanding of that then going to help us understand how to give an answer to the question that we'll see is founded in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, and Psalm chapter 73, verses 25 through 26. So the question is, what is the greatest conclusion for all people? Look at the dictionary, read it, give some expression, some explanation about it, and then begin to teach the answer. Again, we don't want to just teach the children to repeat words into a complete phrase. We want them to have understanding. We want richness and depth to come about this. And so we're not just teaching quickly, hey, learn how to memorize this answer. So when I ask this, you get an extra piece of pie after supper or something, if that's a thing that you're going to do. I don't know that I would recommend a whole extra piece of pie. But anyway, what is the greatest conclusion for all people? Well, the answer to that, and we'll work on this on Sunday, is this. Is the greatest conclusion for all people is it's two-part, to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 is where we see this is described. And we see this in many places in Scripture, but it simply says this, that whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. So what is the greatest conclusion for all people? It is to glorify God. And then out of the text that we'll read about, and by the way, I would highly recommend you, if you have any reading children in the home, that you encourage them to pick up their Bibles and do the reading. Hey, if you haven't listened to the introduction yet, as a matter of fact, I'll put a link to it in this post so that you can go back and listen to the introduction that gives some ideas about how to include the children in the process. But in Psalm chapter 73, verses 25 and 26, it says this, "Whom then... or whom have I in heaven but thee? And besides thee, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." So what is the greatest conclusion for all people? It is that the greatest conclusion for all people is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Here's some suggestions that you might consider doing. You might pull out a piece of paper one night and just say, hey, let's list out all the things that we do and then look and see, are there ways and how then do we glorify God in how we eat and how we sleep, how we read, how we study, how we talk, how we walk, how we drive, how we, you know, just start how we treat our brother, how we treat our sister, how we treat our mom, how we treat our dad. How do we treat going to church? So the question is, what is the greatest conclusion for all people? And that would be that whatever, and this is what the scripture text teaches, whatever our hands find to do, whatever we do, do all for the glory of God. Now, that whatever we're doing needs to be, in first of all, in a position that would indeed glorify God, that we're doing something that would please God, and then how we're going to do it, the attitude we're going to do it, the way in which we're going to say it and do it. And then following it up with, do we enjoy obeying God in the things that he's given to us? And so I think that would be helpful. Put you out a list. Don't treat the list as a rigid list that you have to do like this and you have to do it like that, but just a general list that you can think about, ponder about, and then give some teaching throughout the week. Hey, how did you sleep last night to glorify the Lord? When we all sat down at the table today and you noticed that there was a shortage of mashed potatoes, how did you treat that in a way that you could glorify God by making sure you have brothers or sisters who didn't get any? What would be a way that you could glorify God by doing this? Someone moved one of your toys without permission. How can you respond to that in a manner that glorifies God? So you're teaching, here is something that we think about, we practice, and then we do. So that's my encouragement to you. It's question number one of the Children's Catechism. What is the greatest conclusion for all people? And the answer to that is, the greatest conclusion for all people is to first glorify God, and second, to enjoy him forever. Hey, listen, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless your household. May the Lord bless the advancement of the gospel in the hearts of all people, in our homes, in our church, in our city, in our state, and in the nation, and to the ends of the earth. Hey, thanks for taking a few moments in this first episode of the Family Worship Primer. And be looking for more as we work our way through the Children's Catechism at Eastside Baptist Church.
Thanks for listening today. Feel free to write Paul with questions or comments related to today's topics. Helpful links can be found at the blog link related to this broadcast at paulthompsonblog.com.